Conversation Corner here on the Modern Life Podcast Network for another week. And this week, this is Rick. We're going to have a play a conversation I had with NASCAR driver John West Townley this week. He recently won the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race in Las Vegas, and I was lucky enough to talk to him about the win and just kind of talk about racing and talk about a little bit about him, an interesting guy on the NASCAR circuit. So that's going to be the Conversation Corner this week. John West Townley, NASCAR driver. I asked him, is he still kind of on a high after the big win a few days ago?
It's really exciting. It's been a great week for the Zacks people being amongst us. We're all still so excited.
And it was a race that came down right to the end there. You made a bold move. Just kind of take us through the last few minutes of the race. What was going through your head, and what were people telling you on the radio?
Well, about 10 laps to go, I was kind of catching crap a little bit. My lap times were a little bit better, but every time I seemed to get close to it, the handling of my truck would change and not for the better, and I'd have to change my line, and doing so would slow down. He would get away from us again, and we were starting to catch him again, just kind of a vicious cycle. But about 5 laps to go, he ended up pulling off, he was running out of gas. And at that moment, man, my heart just lifted. But, you know, at the same time, it sank a little bit because, you know, I'm kind of thinking that, we're probably next on the chopping block. But as it turns out, I didn't know this at the time, but we were a lap and a half to the good. Which is awesome. I've got to thank Troy, my engineer. And so that was really just kind of like some precautionary measures we were taking. Because my spotter was, Terry Cook, was really kind of coaching me through that deal. Three-quarter throttle down both straightaways and completely off in the corners, which is unheard of in Las Vegas. Some of the slowest. Five laps I've ever ran there just were in. Because at the time, I didn't know we had that much gas. But as it turns out, we were just doing it as a precautionary measure in case there was a little bit of caution late in the race. And we ended up with a green light checker, which could potentially put us in danger of running out.
John has had an up and down career in NASCAR, and a victory is just a culmination of a lot of hard work and a lot of effort. And I asked John as he crossed the finish line, what was he thinking? Shot in the arm confidence booster this win is for John and his team, the Zaxby's team. Hopefully for him it carries into 2016. Victory's been extremely satisfying for not only John, but his whole family that supports him, and then his team as well.
Being able to say that, and just know that. I mean, it's just, it's awesome. It really inspires new confidence for our team of Dania Motorsports and for myself.
And with John West Townsley here on the Conversation Corner this week. And John is the driver, but I also asked him how involved he is on the other aspects of setting up the car and the team as well.
Well, to be honest, not very. That's something I'm still working on. I'm learning with each time I go to the racetrack and try to learn a little bit more about it. This year, the learning curve from my standpoint has been astronomical for me. There's things I can recognize that they're happening on the racetrack and kind of think back, okay, I remember we did this to the truck and it really helped for a specific issue, and being able to, you know, pull back that knowledge from the library, so to speak, can be invaluable at times.
Yeah, John is from the state of Georgia. Georgia has a rich tradition in NASCAR racing and racing in general. And I asked him, has that put more pressure on him, being a driver from Georgia, or is it something he's embracing?
Absolutely. I would say that the latter. Definitely encouragement to get better and to strive for the next thing. I mean, there definitely have been some racing greats. I guess the greatest one I can think of would be Bill Elliott. I watched him as a kid before he ended up retiring. But yeah, great talent that's come out of our home state, and just want to continue to get better and add to that.
And we'll wrap up the interview here in a second. I get John to answer a few quick hit questions and that we have a little fun with, including what is his favorite stock car racing or racing movie?
Two great movies to watch on those long flights. What's maybe your favorite or maybe an underrated short track that maybe a lot of people don't know about that you really love? Something that a track maybe that's got a lot of character.
That's a good question. Two of my favorites that I can think of right now. Well, my favorite is actually a dirt track now, and I haven't actually been there since. And remodeled, but it was Sonoma Speedway, which was, I want to say, it was just outside of Atlanta.
Yeah, Sonoya, yeah.
Yeah, Sonoya. And the other would be Coors Hill. I've got a lot of history there. That's where I did a lot of my, in my earlier years of racing. I raced Atlantas and Mount Legends there. That's another strong racetrack as well. I mean, and last year, I actually went down there to run a late-long race. It was a lot of fun. I enjoy going back there whenever I can.
And you have one of the best sponsors on the NASCAR circuit, one of my favorites, John. I know you're intimately part of the Zaxby's family. What's your favorite Zaxby's meal?
Probably the wings and things. You got a nice blend of every, you know, the two great things on the menu, the chicken fingers and the wings. It's awesome.
It was great to catch up with John West Townley this week on Conversation Corner and talk to him and congratulate him on his win in Las Vegas. And just want to let everyone know that Netcast Studio has many other shows which you can listen to. You can go to Netcast Studio, Modern Life Podcast Network.com and check out all the shows that are available. You might want to edit that. And you've been listening to Conversation Corner, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.